Stimulant drugs have become part of the story of the rise and terror of ISIS in Syria.
Captagon, an amphetamine that was banned in 1986 due to its highly addictive nature, is now a favorite of ISIS and Syrian fighters.
A captured ISIS militant named Karim tells CNN how he got his battlefield courage.
They gave us drugs, hallucinogenic pills that would make you go to battle not caring if you live or die.
They use a cocktail of hash, cough syrup, and now
Captagon.
Captagon.
Captagon, a drug that is fueling the Syrian civil conflict.
Captagon, which is one of the brand names for phenethylamine, was an early ADHD drug in the 1970s until it became illegal in most countries in the 1980s. Of course, this isn't the first time soldiers have abused drugs. There is a long history of that.
If we begin with looking at particularly with the U.S. Civil War, morphine was the most widely used and abused drug, as well as alcohol. The soldiers were actually paid in alcohol when there weren't monies to pay them.
That's Dessa Bergen-Seco. She has written War and Drugs, The Role of Military Conflict in the Development of Substance Abuse.
If we look at World War II, amphetamines were used during the Cold War. We had a huge increase in escalation and use of LSD. If we look at the Vietnam War, the use of heroin and cannabis or marijuana were most pronounced among military, the veterans. And then through the Afghan wars, heroin was made readily available to the Russian soldiers. And then with the Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Iraqi Freedom, the hallmark substance of abuse is also opioids, the synthetic opiates. And now we're seeing here with ISIS or Daesh the use of the Captagon stimulants.
Dessa, tell me more about the use of amphetamines during World War II.
Yes, both sides used amphetamines pretty extensively during World War II, and they used them to keep energy up, focus, foster aggression. That was called Pilipan when it was used by the Japanese prior to their kamikaze missions. Pervitin was the trade name for the type of amphetamine that the Nazis were using, and there was a whole host of market names of amphetamines that were used by the U.S. and other allied forces.
How were these drugs distributed to soldiers during World War II?
During World War II, they were produced in terms of, if you're looking at pharmaceutical-grade production, and very systematically distributed from the military command on all sides to the soldiers on the front lines.
Did they snort them, inject them? How were they ingested?
They came in pill form for the most part. They were just taken as a fighting aid and a sort of a supplement. It's estimated that they distributed about 200 million amphetamine pills to U.S. soldiers during World War II. And there were massive stockpiles of amphetamines after the war, and they were dumped in the market in Japan. And Japan struggled certainly with, they had significant social trauma following the bombings there. And then you had this flooding of amphetamines in the market. And they struggled really for decades with addiction and abuse issues with that.
Now, are amphetamines best suited as a drug in warfare? I mean, we've seen other wars where people used a lot of marijuana. That seems perhaps more like a sedative. So talk about some different drugs and how they played roles.
Well, as with any time that you're using drugs, if you're looking at their role in warfare, the type of substance you're using matches with what is the mind state that you're trying to achieve. And so there's this lethal synergy between military confrontation and the consumption of mind-altering substances. And if we're looking at the use of marijuana, heroin, things like that, you're looking at people trying to deal with, generally with anxiety, emotional pain, and to disassociate from the sort of moral injury that they've been involved in, the, you know, witnessing man's inhumanity to man. Whereas on the other hand, if you're looking at sometimes the use of moderate amounts of alcohol and stimulants like amphetamine, those are intentionally used before battle in terms of preparation to sort of get people riled up. But as a performance enhancement or a psychotic or emotional aid, what's going on now with Daesh is the most clear-cut example of chemical-fueled rage to go above and beyond what humanity is prepared to do.
Dessa Bergen-Sico is a professor of public health at Syracuse University and the author of War and Drugs, The Role of Military Conflict in the Development of Substance Abuse.